The movie opened in theaters on Valentine's weekend. It was called 50 Shades of Grey. 100 million copies of the book had been sold. It was known for its portrayal of a young virgin's seduction into sadomasochistic sex in a charming man's room of pain. I know, gross. A friend told me that it was the talk of all the women in her office, 40, 50-year-old women giggling like schoolgirls, dying to see it. To see a woman submitting to sexual violence in the name of, quote, exploring her dark desires. The top 10 advanced ticket sales were from Bible Belt states mostly. A lot of anecdotal evidence and Facebook postings suggested a great buzz about that movie from people with Christian backgrounds. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about cleverly disguised poison. Christian, yeah, that's the ones of whom the Bible says your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, to whom God says in our word for today from the Word of God, Ephesians 5, beginning with verse 3, among you there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity. You are light in the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. It's not that God is against sexual passion. Far from it. He invented it to unite and to ignite the lifetime love of a husband and wife. Rejoice in the wife of your youth, he says. Let her breasts satisfy you always. May you always be captivated by her love. It's in Proverbs 5. But sex the inventor's way always means honoring a woman, respecting a woman, uplifting a woman, never hurting her, using her, violating her. Ephesians 5:25 says, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. The two will become one flesh, Jesus said. A holy, tender, loving merging of two lives expressed with the passionate merging of their bodies together. But Christian interest in a morally bankrupt, must-see movie exposes something much larger than that, more troubling, like the compartmentalizing of our faith. Hey, I believe in Jesus, but this is my business. This is my love life. This is my entertainment. Nope. 1 Peter 1:15, you must be holy in everything you do. Everything. If I'm deciding where Jesus is in charge and where he isn't, then he's not Lord, I am. I have dethroned the Son of God and made me my de facto God. And then there's naivete about entertainment. It's only a movie. It's only a song. It's only a TV show. It's only a website. See, entertainment is our hellish enemy's stealth bomber that slips right into our soul with his death, but he does it under the radar. James 1:15. What a hammer this verse is. Desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. We'd run from a frontal temptation to do this thing we think we'll never do. So the enemy of our soul just plants a thought, a desire, an indelible image. See, first sin fascinates you, then it assassinates you. The terrorist from hell says, watch this, it won't hurt. The Savior who loves you says, guard your heart, it is the wellspring of life. A little poison in the reservoir becomes death in the water. There are 1,000 shades of dark inviting us to what it looks like a party but ends up in a prison. A prison that Jesus Christ, the Prince of Heaven, came to save us from, to show us we're more than a body to be used. We're a soul to be cherished. This very day, if you've never experienced the most genuine, lasting, satisfying love of all for yourself, the love of Christ, demonstrated on a cross dying for your sin, let your search for love end today by giving yourself to him. You can find out how that relationship begins at our website, anewstory.com. You are too precious to degrade, too precious to defile. You, Jesus thought, were worth dying for.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.